service Hope Radio Atlantis. Ici Radio Atlantis, le service international. Here is Radio Atlantis International. Aquí Radio Atlantis International. This is Atlantis. Music in 74.
Yes, and it's a very good evening from me, Dave Rogers. Welcome along to the International Service of Radio Atlantis. We'll be with you until 3 o'clock this morning, and then again from 5 until 7. Thanks very much to all the Flemish boys, Fred van der Bos, Theo van der Belder, Tony Houston, Luke van Capella, Victor van Rijn, and last, but by no means least, Ely Prince. Thank you, Val Jungers. Plenty of things have been happening over the past couple of days. More about that a bit later on. Let's get right into the blast-off program tonight with Arlene Taylor and There's a Ghost in My House. That's a brand new number one in the Hotline of Hits this week, and unfortunately we weren't able to broadcast it for this particular week because we were off the air, you see. It's all very unfortunate. Never mind. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll possibly give you a quick rundown of the complete top 40 a bit later on in the programme. Meantime, let's have an oldie from the Beach Boys.
Remember this golden classic?
And that's called I See a Star. Right, I shall let you all out of your misery. Here is a complete resume of what we've been doing for the past couple of days. Well, first of all, we blew a valve in the transmitter, which meant we had to go on very, very low power. And in fact, the power was so low eventually that we decided to go off the air. And then, suddenly, without any warning at all, a 4-8 blew up, you see. And the aerial, which is, it's a bit difficult to describe the aerial, but it's like a series of long wires running parallel to each other, about 20 feet above the deck. And they all got tangled up because of the high wind. So that made the situation even worse. And then, you never guess what happened next. The anchor chain broke, didn't it? The age-old story. The old anchor chain went, and we didn't know where we were. Very embarrassing it was. Shooting up and down the coast, trying to find bearings on the shore, and dear, oh dear. And eventually, anyway, we found out we were 20 miles from where we were supposed to be, near a place called Vestapella, which is northwards from where we're normally anchored, off the coast of Belgium. It was all a little bit disconcerting at the time, because what with this 4-8 and everything, we were just wondering where we'd end up. We thought maybe we'd end up off Frinton or Clacton or something, but no, not as far as that. So, a couple of days ago, Adrian, who's our boss, decided to fly out in his airplane to see. This is the funny part, you see. Nobody knew where we were. Very amusing, really, when you think back on it. So Adrian came out in his airplane trying to find us. And after a little bit of a search, he did find us. And the tender came out. When was this? The night before, must have been. Must have been Friday night, the tender came out. And towed us back to our correct anchorage. Fitted up a makeshift anchor and chain, and I think they're due back either today or tomorrow to bring out a proper anchor and chain, and that's just about it, really, you know, due to one thing or another. Oh, and of course we went inside the 3-mile limit, which meant we couldn't broadcast anyway, even if we had an aerial and a valve for the transmitter. So, all in all, everything's been rather against us for the past 3 or 4 days. It's all very sad, but things are getting back to normal now. We've got new valves in the transmitter, we've managed to untangle the aerial, and we're fairly safely anchored at the moment, although we're hoping that no Force 10s are going to blow up overnight. And that's it. That's it. A little resume of what's been happening to the Janine for the past 72 hours or more.
Janine's been running hard all his life.
The Anderson's rocket for this particular week. Dinah Ross. And that's called sleeping. I've just been severely reprimanded by the chief engineer on board. He's informed me that, in fact, the aerial is not 20 feet above the deck, it's 50 feet above the deck. And it's what is commonly referred to as a top-loaded folded tee. I thought that was a kind of car or something, but there we are. It just shows you how wrong you can be. Also, another slight amendment It was, in fact, two volts we blew in the transmitter and not one. So I hope that clarifies the situation. It's now 6:30.
On the half hour, Radio Atlantis News.
Good evening. This is Debbie England reporting.